The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
What's the deal now with unvaccinated police?
So unvaccinated police are going to have to wear masks while they're on duty at all times. The police commissioner has taken this stance. He made the announcement overnight. He's working through the policy, so we don't know exactly when this is going to be implemented from. Cops have been able to get the vaccine since February, but they aren't happy with the take-up, the leadership. So they want to boost that level. The police commissioner says, look, there's a community expectation out there that police officers are vaccinated. You know, they're dealing with the community constantly, often in quite close contact. So he's taken this stand. He said that, you know, anybody who doesn't have the vaccine, they've got a leadership workshop or conference. He's taken it from that point that they're going to have to implement it from that point. Basically, you need to have a jab from this conference and then they'll implement it to the wider WA police community.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like, you need to have a combination of the carrot and the stick, I think, when it comes to vaccination. You need to incentivize people, but then you also need to say, if you don't want to get vaccinated, then, you know, your life is going to be measurably less pleasant than the people who are vaccinated.
And the thing is, do you think we're going to see this now in workplaces? If WA Police is doing it, you know, is Seven West Media going to do it?
Where the resource sector talking about bringing in mandatory jabs for workers today, which I think, you know, is something that I could see makes a lot of sense for them. They want to keep those operations running. They don't want a COVID outbreak that shuts down the whole thing. So I could see that, and we're seeing it in America now as well, where, you know, they did so well to kind of rush out to 50-60% of the population vaccinated. That last, you know, sort of 20-25% that you need to get close to herd immunity is the toughest, because you've got the people who are the anti-vaxxers who are you're probably impossible to convince. But then you've got those who just kind of got swept up in all of the talk on social media.
Yeah, it's like swinging voters.
Yeah,
they're
swinging
sitting
voters.
There just ripe for the picking, and they just need to kind of be pulled over the line. If they're not pulled over the line, we're not going to get to 70% or 80%.
Yeah.
We're going to just have lockdowns forever.
And I think what I read in America recently was, it's a great piece of advice to those people who are the swinging anti-vaxxers, was like, you know,
we're really coming up with some great terms. Yeah, there'll be a Perth Now article in this, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so. and what they were saying to those people was, you know, like, if you want to make your, you know, sort of personal choice, your lifestyle choice of not getting a vaccine, that's great. But just accept that that personal choice also comes with these other factors. You have to wear a mask. You can't go to certain places. You will not be, you know, allowed into a sporting stadium. And it just is what it is.
But the problem is, you know, to an extent, it's not a personal choice, because you have the potential to kill somebody.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that argument is not convincing anybody. So now you've got to make it as a selfish thing.
So hang on. You can be an anti-vaxxer and you can effectively want to kill somebody, and that's okay.
Yeah, well, that is what seems to be okay to them. So you're not going to change their mind by saying, talk about public benefit.
So what's the difference than passing on COVID and killing somebody than holding a gun and shooting them?
No, it's no different. I agree. But unfortunately, that argument doesn't hold any water. So instead, you have to say, well, you know, like, your life is going to be pretty crappy unless you get vaccinated. And then those swinging anti-vaxxers will swing back to the vax.
If you stop them from going on overseas holidays.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
can't go to Bali without getting the jab.
Are you saying that people who go to Bali are more likely to be the anti-vaxxers?
Maybe there's a, if I was drawing a Venn diagram, maybe the over there might be a bit of an overlap in the middle.
We've really skated very close to the edge.